Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei minei v'samim.
How long does it take you to plan for Passover?
Wow. I start thinking about it about a month ahead. Everything has to be clean and scrubbed, including, I even do the cabinets where things stay in. And you're not supposed to have anything, you're not supposed to have derive any benefit from chametz, from things that have been leavened.
What is a cantor for people that are not familiar with that?
A cantor is a Jewish clergy whose responsibility it is to chant the service or be in charge of all the musical aspects of the service. In Judaism, the service is mostly chanted or sung. And so you have to know, you know, there's a tradition of, you know, exactly what melodies to do when, and it's, you know, goes back hundreds, some say thousands of years.
So tell me about being a female member of the clergy.
We had a rabbi previously, he's not here any longer in our community, that I think did have a problem with it. I mean, he was from a different culture anyway. So that was difficult. I think that female cantors, I think cantors in general, sometimes feel like they are underappreciated because most people think of clergy, they think of a rabbi. But they don't realize, I think, the kind of training that we go to. And I think, and you know, from what I hear a lot, you know, online through, you know, the cantors, you know, website and stuff, a lot of them do not get treated the same way that their rabbis do. And whether it's salary, respect, responsibility, whatever. So that is an issue whether you're female or male. But I think for women, yeah, it probably is still tough. I'm fortunate because I work in a congregation where, you know, they chose me to be their, you know, they don't have a rabbi right now, so I kind of act as both. And to my knowledge, no one seems to have a real problem with that.
So I want to hear a little bit more about what your faith means to you and why it's so important to follow all of these traditions so strictly and keep kosher and share that with your family and the ones that you love.
I didn't grow up observant. I grew up in a Reform household, which is pretty much the most liberal branch of Judaism. And I learned about all this when I got married and we moved to California, and we joined this conservative congregation. And I just felt like a real connection to it. I felt like, because in Judaism, the thing I think that really, that I love best about it is that it's not so much, what you believe, it's what you do. It's the whole thing, the whole foundation is on mitzvot, on doing deeds of loving kindness, on observing. It's all on the purpose being so that you become or you experience that holiness in your everyday life. It's a way of living your life so that you make the everyday sacred.
So I got the chance to hear you sing on Friday at a bar mitzvah, mm-hmm. and you sing with such joy and such passion. Describe mm-hmm. for me what that feeling is when you're up there singing and performing your duty as a cantor.
It's so funny because I used to be very scared to sing in public. When I was in musicals in high school, I would lose my voice. I would get sick every time. I would freeze up. It was terrifying to me. I swore I'd never sing in public.
That's surprising.
Isn't that funny? And then I started doing this. I started out just singing for kids and teaching, you know, children music, and then gradually, it's a sacred task. It's not just performance element.
May your heart be filled.
I just feel very blessed.
May your mind be filled with love.
Sing something that touches someone in a certain way and makes them, you know, feel closer to God.